The Lord be with you.
And with
you. A reading from the Holy Gospel according to John. Jesus went off to the other side of the Sea of Galilee, or of Tiberias, and a large crowd followed him, impressed by the signs he gave by curing the sick. Jesus climbed the hillside and sat down there with his disciples. It was shortly before the Jewish feast of Passover. Looking up, Jesus saw the crowds approaching and said to Philip, "Where can we buy some bread for these people to eat?" He only said this to test Philip. He himself knew exactly what he was going to do. Philip answered, 200 denarii would only buy enough to give them a small piece each. One of his disciples, Andrew, Simon Peter's brother, said, "There is a small boy here, with 5 barley loaves and 2 fish, but what is that among so many?" Jesus said to them, "Make the people sit down. There is plenty of grass there," and as many as 5,000 men sat down. Then Jesus took the loaves, gave thanks, and gave them out to all who were sitting ready. He then did the same with the fish, giving out as much as was wanted. When they had eaten enough, he said to the disciples, "Pick up the pieces left over so that nothing gets wasted." So they picked them up and filled 12 hampers with scraps left over from the meal of 5 barley loaves. The people, seeing this sign that he had given, said, "This really is the prophet who is to come into the world." Jesus, who could see that they were about to come and take him by force and make him king, escaped back to the hills by himself. The Gospel of the Lord.
Rabbi Mendel, a Hasidic master, once asked his disciples, "Where is God?" His bemused students replied, "Is it not written that God fills the heaven and the earth? God is everywhere." "No," replied the rabbi, "God is where we let him in." Because the God who Jesus reveals to us never coerces us, never forces us. That's why we come as guests, we're invited. But he doesn't force us. God, who is so rich in mercy, in love, so generous in the gift of creation, makes himself poor in that he waits for us to respond to his love, to open ourselves to his grace. But he's always there, so that when we come as guests invited, and maybe you all decided to stay away, the Lord is still there in love, in pity, in mercy and compassion. And in this year of reading from St. Mark's Gospel, we take a move today because St. Mark is the shortest of the Gospels. So for the next 5 weeks, including today, we have readings from St. John. All of them with that same theme. Last Sunday, our journey with Mark reached the point where Jesus is acting as the good shepherd, leading back the lost people. And it says he had pity on them. He felt compassion for them. And so he taught them at length. And then immediately after that, Mark gives us the feeding of the 5,000. Because the liturgy of the bread follows the liturgy of the word. The shepherd had fed the people with his word, and then he goes on to feed his people with the sacrament. But we go to John, because in John it's a sign, and a sign common to all four Gospels, all four of them record this incident, so therefore it's something that really matters. But John develops it in a deep theological reflection which follows, and we're going to get that for the next following four Sundays. What always stands out to me is that, well, two things. One is, when I was a junior curate, I was Philip, of course, and my fellow curate was Andrew, and the parish priest was Peter. So the Yorkshireman said, oh, it's not worth spending the money for this lot. They won't get enough. And Andrew said, well, we might be able to do something with this. And the parish priest said, get on with it. But when I read this, it always comes back to me, that, you know, because all the three of us were our names there. But one person stands out in this, and that's the small boy with the 5 barley loaves and the 2 fish. Barley loaves, because that was the bread of the poor. Do you ever wonder who he was? Did he grow up to be a follower of Jesus? I wonder why it happened that he was just in the crowd. Was his family with him? We don't tell any of all that. Was he the only sensible one? Maybe he had a good mum at home like Martha, who sent him out with his packed lunch. Whatever it was, the little lad offered, gives all he has, and Jesus is able to work a miracle. God is where we let him in. And that generosity allowed God in to work the miracle. So Jesus takes the bread and the fish, and he feeds the crowd. And it's a sign of how God works in the world. Because God's given us that freedom and doesn't impose himself on us, but nevertheless is alert to every opening, every act of generosity, so that he, because of that, may act. And God does want to act in all areas of our life, to be part not only of our spiritual depths of our hearts, but he wants to be part of every dimension of our existence. So to be part of our work, and to be part of our play, and to be part of our relationships, and to be part of our family life, and to be present in all aspects of our life. And that's why Catholic worship always involves our 5 senses. You know, our sight and our hearing, our touch and our smell and our taste. Because God's part of all that. But he invites, he doesn't force. And of course, what he also knows is that food and drink are vital to our existence. And St. John, in his first sign, is a miracle you wish you probably could do yourselves, changing the water into wine. And now he feeds the people with the bread. So there's bread, the wine, there's water, there's all the symbols there, and God at work within it. But equally today, this particular year, we keep the annual day for life. And what they're asking us today to reflect on is an extraordinary gift as well, human life. And as our nation welcomes the Olympic and Paralympic Games here, we're able to recognize the extraordinary achievements of our physical bodies and to try to recognize also the hand of God at work in the wonder of physical nature. Because it was St. Paul that wrote that lovely line about us. He said, you are God's work of art. And this part of the world with so many artists, but we are God's work of art. That means a human being, not just our spirit, but our bodies too. Now, if you take a look at your body, and most of us won't see the body there of an athlete or a supermodel, but there are those around, as you're going to see, of course, if you're watching the Olympics. But you will see God's work of art. And the eyes of faith reveal to us the wonder of our being, which is a reflection of one of the most beautiful psalms, I think, Psalm 138 or 139, whichever you read it in. But it's, O God, you search me and you know me. You know my rising, you know my resting, you know wherever I am. And I thank you for the wonder of my being. That's a phrase take away with you. I thank you for the wonder of my being. Because we call to care for and to respect not only our own bodies, but those of everyone else too. And our bodies from the moment of conception to the end of natural death. But even in that death, our body is important, and it's a very important part of our Catholic worship, is when we come in on our last journey, we do come in, as it were, with our body. There are some denominations that will not bring a dead body into church, because they always say dead's for the living. No, we're never dead to God. I'm always telling you that. We're always alive to God, and we come in, and that body is honored. It's honored with the water, reminding us of the baptism. It's honored with the incense that shows honor to the body that we've had in this life. And of course, I always say at funerals, it's also a sign of our prayers going up for that particular person. But it's saying we honor that body because it's the gift of life, and that gift of life comes from God himself. God is there when we let him in. So as that little lad gave all he had and became that spark of Christ's miracle, each of us is called to be a place for God's entry into our world by the way in which we treat our bodies and the bodies of others that are around us, and how we promote the well-being and dignity of everybody, so that all should be able to say, I thank you for the wonder of my being.